it isn't so much in terms of retaining our faculty, but retaining our quality students, that there's a future in Illinois, and that these programs have had a very profound effect on our ability to retain our best students. So the beginning, let me just start with history and facts. This was the first sign that went out by Peter Fox in the South Farms. I'm sure President Designate Easter can remember this site very well. I had come to Illinois a little bit before that, and they took away my board test station there, which was, I think everyone was happy for. But it was a very, if you will, bleak beginning. It's amazing what has been transformed. Any of you have been there. If you haven't, we'd be delighted. I know Chancellor Weiss would be delighted to help host anyone who wants to be there in the last 10 years, and that the park really has blossomed. I just want to bring to your attention two key points in this progression. First was the ability, if you will, that the board created the Research Park LLC, and then an operating agreement went into effect. So that's the first part, which we all had. The second part was the ability to create a master development agreement that went into effect a couple of years later. The unfortunate thing was that in Urbana, there was control of the land by the university, and that was able to move forward. The unfortunate piece at that time was with the campus here, that the Illinois Medical District, and that I'll come back to that, was not in a position that could afford us to be able to take control and do something. And at the end of my remarks, I will come and say I think that we are now in a good position to engage in a very productive interaction with the Chicago Illinois Medical District. I don't want to go through all the details here, but the LLC provides us with a number of things that have very profound impacts, and particularly with the land developer. And it allows us then as the LLC, we own and operate, if you will, an incubator building in Urbana called Enterprise Works that's been very successful, and I'll share some of the success in a minute. And that was driven by this agreement, also with the research park. As you know, we go through a step where we deed land. That land's then given to the UIRP from the board, and then we lease that then to the developer. So there's a very strong progression that's important for this process to move forward. The research agreement ensures that you, the LLC board, can really maintain university oversight. So in our agreement, we have an administrative component that's very specific and calls out with very specific processes that must be followed. We have a lease agreement in terms of the lands, the parcel that go to the developer. We have the requirements of the developer then to staff and do marketing for the park. So very specific duties and responsibilities, which I think have really served as well. Under the developer agreement, the revenue sharing agreement is really something that's become important. There is no budget, if you will, for the LLC, the UIRP, the research park budget. So the way this has been working is that the developer leases land, so we get a lease income, if you will, and we've been able to utilize that then to make improvements. So it's a model. The developer is responsible for capturing capital to build the buildings, so it's driven by use, so that when you see where there's a usage of that land and the area, it continues to grow. So it's a model that was developed years ago, which I've inherited, which I think is really fantastic, and I think it's a model that we'll continue to use not only in Urbana, but hopefully we'll be able to use here in the Illinois Medical District. So currently, we have 13 buildings that are in the park that are the product of this public-private development efforts. We've had, despite some bad financial, economic times, we've been able to maintain what is considered in the standard here is a very high occupancy in these buildings. And again, once we hit a certain occupancy, the developer is required to build additional buildings, so there's a lot of interest on all of our sides to make sure that we maintain those. And we actually just had a new building that's come online this last couple months. In the last 10 years, the park has had, I think, without a doubt, significant growth and economic impacts in the community. There's now over 90 companies. Hopefully we'll hit 100. We have Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies, and we have 50 startups. And I'm going to come back to that in a minute.